offer appearances at the Wheeling, West Virginia, and also down in Louisiana, Louisiana Hayride, Mr. Jimmy Martin.
Everybody You make us feel like we're somebody where we are or not. But anyway, we broke a wire on the guitar, but the boys put it on. We'll kind of talk, introduce the fellas to you, so you'll know which one's doing the picking and singing when he comes up and do his part on the show tonight. Then after we get off the stage, the boys will have our albums and pictures and pass them among you back there. Some of you buy one or two of them. They're not worth much, but you'll take one home with you. It's good. Thank you, buddy. Did you get a good one? Would you hit me or him, huh? Don't get a picture of him, because he's not going to be with us too long.
Somebody go get a bell of fate, hey, and feed that jackass.
It's good to see everybody enjoying themselves, you know. Dave, if you don't mind, be quiet, put your teeth in or do something, because you ain't talking too plain. We'd like to introduce our banjo player, who has been with us now for the past year, about a year and 2 or 3 months, something like that, and moved to Nashville and been with us. He's not been playing a banjo too long. That's the way of bluegrass music. You pick up musicians that's not been playing too long. They stay with you about 2 or 3 years. They get to where you know your songs, sounding good, then they get to where they leave. But I'd be in this boy stick around from the good state of Pennsylvania. Nice hand for Chris Warner. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Hey. Behave yourself now. You've had too many coats. The boy that you've seen walk on the stage has made a lot of records with me. He plays a rock and roll electric guitar. He had his own band for a couple of years. He decided he wanted to play country music, but he's good in his field rock and roll. He's good in the mountain picking, fiddle playing, tenor singing. He comes from the good state of Alabama. We call it Wallace Country. People like to see right now Wallace be president, I'm sure. It's left up to me, probably would too, but I can't have too much to do with it, you know what? Now you behave yourself. If you'll notice, I've never seen such a noisy crowd in my day, but if you'll notice, you notice he smiles, but he don't say much. We asked him in the bus traveling along and said, why don't you talk? He just kind of grunt. I said, why don't you talk? You sing good, play good. Why don't you talk a little bit? He said, down in Alabama, nobody talks but Wallace, Jimmy. Nice hand for Vernon Thurry. All right. Did you tune it? Well, you tune rock and roll, huh? Good enough for jazz. After you've met all the fellas on the stage, it gets paid for playing with me and the Sunny Mountain Boys. We'd like to ask one favor of you. If you see or hear anything during our show that you like, you can slap your hands for the fellas, because giving them a hand makes them pick that much better. Huh? Do what? Do what?
Give me a hand of Dutch.
Folks, if I could have your attention, I'd like to tell you just like it is. I'd like for you folks to meet this. You name him and I'll feed him. He's good in his place, but they've not dug it yet. He's from the good state of Alabama, but George Wallace didn't help him too much. Nice hand for David Fisher. factory that made that a big selling record for me and the Sunny Mountain Boys. Lots of places we go, and we notice in the Bluegrass Unlimited little magazine they put out, they say, Jimmy gets up and talks and brags a lot, but I'll tell you one thing. If I brag, you people that buys my records and slaps your hand like that, makes me brag about it because I feel good because you make my country way and selling records make me go all over the country singing the records that we put out on deck, and I appreciate it. Yeah. Would you like to hear Vernon and Derek play one on the fiddle?
Yeah!
Let's do a little Benny Orange Blossom special from our album. Getting on the stage here.
Well,
Mr. Martin, I was standing right back there at the door, and I shook hands with all the men when they come in here tonight, and I kissed all the women.
You done what?
I shook hands.
Now, wait a minute, tell that again. You done what?
I was standing right back there to the front door, and I shook hands with all the men, and I kissed all the women when they come in here tonight. Every plain ticket, one of them, I kissed them.
Hold it. You can't make the Sunny Mountain Boys and Jimmy Martin believe that you shook hands with all the men. And you might make us believe that you shook hands with all the men out there, but you can't make us believe that you kissed every single woman that's sitting out there in this audience. I don't believe that. I will not take that.
Mr. Martin, I can prove it. I kissed every one of you.
Huh?
I can prove that I kissed every one of these
You mean
women.
You can prove it to me and Chris and Vernon?
All you fellas here.
Okay, how are you going to prove it?
All right, now, if there's any woman out there that I didn't kiss when they come through the front door, just raise your hand. There's one right there to begin
Ralph Stanley, who always talks to us and says he likes the way we do country music, bluegrass music, yellow grass music, whatever you might call it. We're from the good state of Tennessee. Sometimes we had a little yellow grass in it. People seem to like it. But anyway, green grass. Did you say? What? Dear old Dixie? Sweet Dixie? Is that what you want? Well, we'll just do that for you. Is that what you want? Here's our banjo player. Somebody wanted Sweet Dixie this afternoon when they get to it. Maybe they're back in here tonight. So go ahead and do it there. Chris, one called Sweet Dixie. You're in tune, Chris. Would you like to hear Bugs sing a song? Yeah. Would you? give him an ounce hand, he'll do it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Bugs Bunny. And if you can figure out who poor little old Bugs is a singing like, I want you to give him a hand. He does a good job. Now, if you can figure out and hear what he's trying to do, give him a hand, because you might know who he's trying to sing like. Ain't many too many rabbits can sing and sound like country music. So now, would you, Bugs, would you say hello in country music style, real good to them, and act nice, too?
Our friends are glad to be here in the hell.
Sing, Bugs.
I knew it was going to sound something like this.
Thank you.
Three more men? Coming up next, thank you. After this. What?
Big country.
Big country? Chris?
Yeah.
With a microphone.
Bobby!
Do what? Do you want to hear him say, won't let me rush him? Yeah. Will you? Well, give him a hand. We'll let him sing.
Jimmy, you know they didn't care about
it, Mike. It's all right.
They had a terrible thing happened the other day. We had a big windstorm down home. We had this big farm out there. It's got a bunch of weed on it. This big windstorm just leveled it down. I mean, just every smack-dab bit of it. Only thing we had left was a bunch of beehives. Well, you know, we went out there to rob them beehives. One of old queen bees and fell in love with a dirt daughter. We didn't have nothing but a bunch of beehives full of dirt.
Don't get over. Yes, ma'am.
the doctor. Forget the doctor. Get down. Get down.
Oh,
made of love?
Yeah! Yeah!
What do you mean, please?
All right, we'll do just about that and half that. I don't know how long we've been out here, but we don't want to hold you folks too long because the Osmond brothers and wind it up. Just about it? Huh? I have about a couple more I'm going to do. I don't know how long we're supposed to be out here. Help them too long? Huh? 10 o'clock was our closing time? Okay. Well, we weren't supposed to be on this afternoon till 2 o'clock, and it was only 12:30, so I guess it's about equal. Let's do him for 8 o'clock, all right?
Hi,
honey, and she found your seat kit. You know the reason why I called her my honey? She got a picture taken with me back there and asked me would I take a picture back there next to my bus. She gave me a great big kiss. Thank you, honey. I appreciate it. Yeah. You all right? There's some more, yeah. Next boy with the five-string banjo has been with me for the past... How long have you been with me? A little over a year, about a year and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, something like that. He hails from the good state of Pennsylvania. That's what they grow as a banjo player, but he plays loud. I don't know if it's too good, but you can hear it. It'll be my last night. I give a nice hand for this one. After you've met the people with me, or the boys that gets paid working with me, I'd like to ask you one favor. If you hear anything or see anything sounds good and you like it, go ahead and give the boys a big hand for it. When you give me and the boys a big hand, it's just like rubbing turpentine on an old tomcat's back. For our first song, one we recorded for Decca Records, a lot of people have asked us to be sure to do this one. Huh? You what?
I said, give me an end up too, you end up to them.
Yeah? All right, stand right over and look good. friends, I would like for you to meet this. Now he is from the good state of Alabama, but George Wallace couldn't do nothing for him. I doubt it very much if we can either, but we try. He's a good boy in his place, but they've not dug it yet. David Fisher, would you make him feel welcome? Tennessee. how you be quiet. I seen you here last night.
Thank you.
instrumental album. Good you folks asked for it. Was here yesterday afternoon, last night. Seems like everybody has heard of our records, and we appreciate it. I don't know if the disc jockeys has been a play. You just go to the record shops and buy them. Nevertheless, makes a difference how you hear about it. Go ahead and keep it up. Well, you do that. Appreciate it. Why was you saying this guy here has been a hollering something? Come over here and tell me what you want.
I was just telling you about where I was at. You kept asking.
Go ahead, there? Don't tell them what you told me. I just want to know what you want.
I'm going to shame for him in a minute.
Yeah, he's only been with me about 2 weeks now. He's taking over, telling me what he's going to do. Would you folks like to hear him sing one? Yeah. Thank all five of you. You don't have to get a bigger hand than that, or we're not going to let you sing. That's all it is to it.
Chicken out there a while ago, and she was just about that big around.
telling her how she could lose a little weight. And she got real interested because, you know, she was in large economy size. I was telling about my old lady. She's been going down to one of these health studios, you know, where you get on with the band and does you like that. They put her on one of the machines down there the other day, and she lost 106 pounds there one day. I was telling you, 106 pounds. She got all tangled up one of the blame things and took her leg off right there. I'm going to sign a little piece of poetry here for you folks that I read up. Here it is. I'm going to shout a little piece of poetry here in a minute for you. You know, this place down here, what's Carroll? Carroll, that's it, this little city right down here. It's a nice little place. We come into town and there's a big sign that the state's just put over there on the other side and said that it's a real historical town. It said George Washington slept here.
Said what now? Say that over again. I don't think they understood.
Said George Washington slept here.
What said George Washington slept here?
The big sign said George Washington slept here.
Oh.
You know, if he slept there where they said he slept, ain't no wonder he was father of our country, is it? I read up a little ditty here. It's a little piece of poetry that I wrote. It goes like this. Says there once was a man from our town.
Hey, is that wrote about this town here? Or your town?
No, this is wrote about North Carolina.
North Carolina? You're talking about the state now. What town are we in here?
Well, I got that one word wrong.
Yeah, what's the town?
This is Terry. There once was a man from our town. His name was Jimmy Blaine. He bought himself a shotgun and blowed out all his brains. And when he found his brains were gone, he took the next best course. He got him a job where he didn't need no brains.
He got him a job where he didn't need no brains.
Yeah.
Where's that, David?
On the Terrell Police Force. You know, we got this big farm down home. We raise a whole bunch of big, pretty good crop of wheat every year. And come a pretty good-sized windstorm down there and blew it all over. Just flattened out there, flattened up with it. Well, we had some beehives there. It didn't hurt them. We was going to go out and rob and get all the honey and the comb out of it. We went out there and started to rob one of these beehives. And the queen bee and them fell in love with a dirt knob, and all we had in there was a bunch of dirt and mud. You know, this is one here that I heard the other day about this feather.
What's his name? Humphrey? Ain't that the name? Guy Humphrey is running for the president.
He said, boy, said, I'll sure be glad when I get to the White House so I can sleep with my wife up there. Then come along the next day, Nixon, he done made the same statement. He said, well, be glad when I get to the White House, me and my wife can just sleep up there. George Wallace said, well, said, when I get up there, said, I ain't gonna sleep with any one of them.
Driving this car, I had to get new seat where the driver sits. Now he's been with me about 4 weeks, and he drives the bus a lot, but this is the second bus seat we've had. You never seen such a squirming and going on. And if Lewis is here, Lewis, where you at? Is he back there anywhere? He's probably out in the back getting some Coca-Colas. He rode with us from the hotel down here today, and I never seen such a laughing watching you drive that bus. Huh? Pull what kind of joke? Oh. You know, before the show started, one said, let's pull a joke. One reached for the guitar and says, it's still stretching.
The strain.
The strain.
Anyway, about a half hour before the show started, we was looking for time for us to come on the stage looking for David. Chris was gone about 30 minutes. Said, I can't find him. Said, he can't find him. After a while, David come on back there. A couple minutes before time for us to start. I said, where in the world have you been last hour? He said, I've been out. Where'd you say you've been?
Right up there to the door where that woman standing there selling tickets.
Huh?
Right up there where that woman selling tickets.
What was you doing?
I shook hands with all the men, so I'm gonna give him a little greet, you know.
Shook hands, you mean stand up and shook hands
all the women? Shook hands, but there wasn't these men in here, and I kissed all the women. Every plague taking one of them, I kissed them.
Done what now?
I kissed every plague taking one of them.
How'd you kiss them?
Really? Smack it to them?
Yeah. You mean to tell me you shook hands with all the men and kissed every one of the women that day? All of them.
Kissed every one of them.
I don't believe it.
Well, I can prove it.
Huh?
I can prove it, I did.
You can prove that you did.
Sure can.
How are you going to prove it?
All right, if there's any woman out there that I miss when they come in the door, just raise your hand. There's one right there. Let me get it. Another than a minute. She come in late, I
guess. Well, I guess he won that one. You must have come in late, honey. He flat popped one to you there, though, didn't he, huh? What was the request you had now?
Every Sunday dancing where I wanna be. But I'm out of there, so
Charts all over the country. We'd like to punish you with it. A lot of the other fellows that's got it recorded, they sang pop, but you're going to hear it corny right now. One called Freeborn Man. You boys are ready, we're going to run down here, we'll try that.